he did. He went out on the road, and pretty soon here he come along in that Model T, and he stopped him, and he come around there and gave me some medicine and stuff, and I was telling the son about it here a while back, that he went up there, and he didn't even look at me. He said, what's the matter with you? I said, Doc, I got a case of malaria fever. He just went up there to the bureau and put a whole lot of medicine there and told my mother how to give it. And I took that stuff, and I haven't had any malaria since.
What did they give you for malaria? What
were
they?
Well, I think, I don't know what it was, but it seemed to me like they gave you quinine, I think, back in them days, but I don't know what he gave me. Yeah. Whatever it was, knocking malaria out of me, and I never had any more. Of course, they give you shots and stuff now, I guess, different things.
Did they have any other kinds of, or when you were coming up, say, epidemics or things like that?
Well,
things were bad.
Once in a while, now they had an epidemic here of typhoid fever one time, and it killed quite a few people right here, but not too many. They never had too bad a time with epidemics. Of course, a lot of people had the malaria in them days, and they finally got rid of it, just like I did. And it never did get to into that proportion.
I talked to people around Okeechobee and everything. They were telling me about the hurricanes, I think, back in 26.
Yeah.
Did that affect this area?
Well, yeah, it did, and property damage was not life. Property damage was pretty bad. And Donna, this last hurricane we had that hit us, did a lot of property damage, but no life.
It was just from the wind and everything?
Yeah. See, it blows food off and blows your roof off your house and all that stuff. And I think I lost every roof I had. I had to re-roof everything I had here.
Oh. Yeah. That's rough. That's like a... Are those hurricanes, they're pretty predictable?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can get it. They know where they're going. They can tell you most of the time. Of course, sometimes we had a weatherman in Tampa one time. It got on the radio, and he predicted that it was going to hit a certain place, you know, and somehow or another it went up some way and went over him, and he lost it. And I think he finally quit the job on that account. He just quit the job and left.
I guess frustrating.
Yeah.
They seem to have a lot of...
But most of the time, they can tell you exactly where they're going
to be. Seem to have a lot of tornadoes in Alabama. The bad thing about them, they can't predict.
Well, we've been having some...
We were talking a while ago about housing and everything. Y'all have any buildings around besides houses when you were coming up?
Well, yeah, you had, of course, a barn, and they housed the mules and horses and things of that sort. Wagons and utensils.
All your tools in there too?
Yeah, keep all your tools and stuff in barn.
Would you keep things like corn and so forth?
Yeah, I keep corn and of course we all the feed that we had we mostly had to buy. It wasn't a farming section here at all.
Whereabouts in the barn would you keep feed and corn and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, you had a regular room there for it. And of course up in the loft, we called it, we kept hay up there.
Sometimes you have a house and a shed come together like this. You got any name for the place where they come together?
No.